Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Trevor Dickerson is the owner of Boulevard Creative. He's also the president of the Scott's Edition Boulevard Association. Trevor, I really appreciate that you're willing to come on the radio and talk to us about the circumstance you find yourself in. How are you feeling today? What's the status with your businesses and the folks you're talking to?
Well, good morning, John. There's a lot of concern, a lot of anxiety right now. You know, Scott's Edition is a very food and beverage heavy district, obviously. So, you know, a lot of folks are heavily impacted more than other industries. But it's also a very resilient community. We've seen a lot of people adapt and evolve. You know, folks are still doing takeout and curbside pickup from their businesses. Mm-hmm. We've even seen a lot of the, we have 14 beverage producers, which includes breweries, cideries, meaderies. We have a distillery. A lot of them have worked with the Virginia ABC to actually get delivery licenses, so they're able to keep some of their staff afloat and able to deliver alcohol to patrons who may not be able to get out and get to them to get it. So we've seen a lot of adaption.
That's good. And the more folks I talk to, the attitude does seem to vary depending on whether there is hope for clearing this out and, from a practical standpoint, whether there are any reserves financially to stay afloat for a week, 2 weeks, a month.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if this goes on for a week or two, I think a lot of folks will come out of it. Obviously, a lot of the folks who work for these businesses don't have a big safety net. So there are, you know, a lot of these bigger restaurant groups are putting together, funds to keep their employees afloat, GoFundMes, that kind of thing. But we also need to see the city of Richmond step in. It looks like Mayor LeVar Stoney and his administration is going to step in with some sort of financial assistance. And, you know, we'd like to see that on a greater scale, maybe from Governor Northam as well, to kind of step in and help these folks that have literally put our city and our region on the map. You know, now's our time to have their backs.
Yeah. What would be helpful? I mean, that's one of the questions I wanted to ask all the business owners who were willing to come on the radio and talk about it, is if you had the opportunity to sit for 15 minutes with Ralph Northam or the mayor or the president of the United States, from a practical standpoint as a business owner, what would be feasible and helpful to you right now?
I mean, you know, in all honesty, these businesses need a bailout. You know, in 2008, we gave the big banks, the too big to fail businesses, a bailout. Now it's Main Street that needs that bailout. And I think that this is a different kind of financial impact. And I think that, you know, folks need money. They need it now, and they need to stay afloat. And I think we'll bounce back from it. But in the meantime, there needs to be a safety net. And I'd really encourage them to kind of get some money flowing this direction to help prop folks up, you know, in this circumstance.
Well, you just said the two-week thing. I mean, my goodness, I really am hoping that by the time we get to April, we see these numbers, they're going to increase and the deaths are going to be there. We've been saying that for weeks on this station. But I'm hoping that maybe we'll see this peak out, before we get too deep in April, minimally. Do you get a sense from the businesses that you're talking to that there is a consensus about, God, if this goes on to May or June, we just are going to file for bankruptcy and we're out of here? I mean, is anybody talking about that? They don't want to talk about it, but we all know what the answer is. I mean, I hate to talk up the bad stuff, but that's got to be part of the private conversation that business owners are having right now.
Sure. I think it's in the back of their heads. It's on the back burner for sure. But, you know, most of the folks I've talked to have been, you know, cautiously optimistic that this is going to clear up. And, you know, we're going to see folks come back online here maybe early to mid-April is what we're hoping. And I think if that happens, then a lot of these folks will be able to weather the storm. And, you know, but we don't know what this is going to look like in a couple of weeks. It could carry on. But I think a lot of folks still have hope that this is going to, you know, clear up, come to a head, and then hopefully the curve will flatten and we'll be able to get back to business as normal. But I think it's going to be a new normal as well. You know, like, I think this is going to change a lot of businesses. We're going to see, you know, the folks who do survive are going to adapt, and we're going to see, you know, and partially through the innovation that's come through necessity, you know, new business types and delivery and that kind of thing. And I think it's long-term going to be a good thing for those who do make it through.
Yeah. Well, the optimism is important. That's the only way to get through. If we're going to survive, it's because some people are determined that's where they're going to be on the other side of this. Trevor Dickerson, sounds like you've got a good attitude about it. The owner of Boulevard Creative and the president of the Scott's Edition Boulevard Association. Trevor, thanks a lot for coming on. And, you know, if something else strikes you that you want to talk about as we go on for the next couple of weeks, please let me know. I'd love to have you back on.
Sounds great. We'll keep in touch, and thanks so much for all you're doing.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.